Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Chestnut English Podcast. It's me, your host, Chris. So today we're going to be talking about April Fools. Do you know what April Fools is? April Fools is April 1st of each year. Now, it's kind of like a holiday, but you don't get the day off. So you don't get to rest on that day. You still have to go to work. You still have to go to school. But it is a set, like a certain day of the year. I don't know if you can call it holiday, because holiday kind of probably implies that you get to take the day off and you don't have to go to work. Christmas is a holiday, New Year's Eve and New Year's is a holiday, but April Fool's, it's just a day where people play jokes on each other. I'm not really sure about what the origin of April Fool's is, but it's kind of a day where people are encouraged to play jokes on people, play pranks on people, or basically tell lies for fun. And there's been a couple big ones that I've seen in my life, but it's not something that you see like that much, I guess, at least in my time in California. I lived in California, 9 or 10 years or so. April Fool's is always a day where everyone's already expecting a joke, expecting like a prank. So if someone tells you a big something like, oh, guess what, I'm getting married today or something like that, everyone's kind of ready to just hear the, oh, just kidding, or, oh, April Fool's. And these are the things that usually people say after the joke. Or the lie that they said. So again, April Fool's is a thing in the U.S. What about in Japan, where I live now? So in Japan, April Fool's is kind of a thing, but not really. I can actually give you some more information about it based on this little survey that I've come across. So in Japan, someone conducted a survey, and this is around sometime in 2006 or so. So it's actually not that recent, but in 2006, this was what people said. Number one, do you like April Fools? And 20% of the people said yes, 30% of the people said no, 50% of the people said meh, just meaning like, I'm not really sure if I can say either one. I'm just shortening it, even though the official response on the survey, it was a longer response, but basically it means meh, I don't really care. So again, 30% said no. So, you know, not everybody likes April Fools. And I actually asked my Japanese teacher about it. And the Japanese teacher, he said, there's been cases where the news played some sort of April Fool's prank. For example, and this one's also supported in the survey, there was a tree discovered in Italy that bears the spaghetti fruit. And the spaghetti fruit is just straight up spaghetti. And of course, you know, you hear this and you think, doesn't really seem plausible. Like, you know, spaghetti is something that you make from, you know, wheat or some kind of gluten. You have to make it. You know, it doesn't just grow on trees. Well, guess what? They found a tree that grows spaghetti. And then, you know, it's not true. But then some more elderly, I suppose. You can say old people, but elderly is the nicer way to say it. So some elderly people called into the news station and was like, hey, what are you saying? You can't say that. Like, this is a lie and you fooled me or something. Or maybe they got fooled in the first place and they're upset and they called in. Or maybe they just believe that news should always be, you know, making sure that good, tadashik, making sure that a correct content is being aired at all times. Anyways, so let's move on to the rest of the survey. Another survey is, on the day of April Fool's, have you ever told a lie? 40% yes, 60% no. And, I was reading this and I was just thinking, there's no way. There's no way that someone can go a whole day without telling a lie. And, you know, it's not an April Fool's thing. It's just an everyday life thing. Can you really go a whole day without telling a lie? And, you know, it really depends on what your definition of a lie is. But for example, let's say I go to my really favorite go-to healthy restaurant in Japan here called Otoya. It's like a kind of like a they make a lot of homemade comfort food, I guess, but it's kind of healthy because the ingredients are supposed to be kind of locally sourced and there's not much like frozen stuff going on. Anyways, Otoya is a great place, but that's not the focus. If I go there and I have some kind of a new, let's say a kikan gente, I have like a special edition item that's only there for a couple months or something, and then afterwards, if the staff asks me, oh, how was your food? Was it good? Well, you know, I've got a right answer and I've got a wrong answer. You know, the correct answer is yes, of course it's good. The wrong answer is no, it sucks. You can't just like, you know, hit people with your food sucks. So, you know, there's a lot of lies, a lot of white lies that you tell to just make the world go round. Tatemae is what they say in Japanese. And so that is kind of essential to like your life, I think. And even before I looked at the survey, there's something that I've heard, which is you tell more lies to your friends and your loved ones much more than you do to strangers. And I'm thinking like, what? Well, if I tell the Otoya person that the food that I got, which I didn't really like, was actually good, that's a lie. But like, you know, would I really lie to my spouse? Would I lie to my best friend? And the truth is, I think you do. I think a lot of small lies add up to counting as lies. And you know, the impact of it doesn't matter if it's good or bad, but it's just these are small lies. For example, like you say to someone, okay, I'm going to go to sleep now. Well, are you really going to go to sleep now? Like you message them at what, like let's say 11:30 p.m. and you say, I'm going to go to sleep now. Well, actually, maybe you're going to check a couple other messages. Maybe you're going to do some other small stuff and then you're going to go to bed maybe around 12 or something like that. And, you know, that's technically a lie. It's not like you're, you know, fooling people. You're not tricking someone into something big. But it's just technically a lie. So I remember I heard this. It says, have you ever told a lie on April Fool's? And 60% of those Japanese people said no, 40% said yes. And I was just thinking, all right, that's just bullshit. Anyways, let's move on. Another question was, do you think there are lies that are acceptable in everyday life? Acceptable meaning it's okay. And 60% said yes, 40% said no. Again, this is back in 2006, and it's also possible that when they're asking people these kinds of survey questions, that those people are under some pressure to answer in a way that they think makes them seem more proper. You know, for example, if someone thinks it's okay to lie in everyday life, and then they say, yeah, I think it's okay to lie in everyday life, and then you got the other people that are taking the surveys on your left and right, and they're giving you this look like, what did you say? You don't agree with us? So, you know, there definitely could be some pressure there. And then, you know, no one's asking me, but let me answer the question. Do I think it's okay to, like, lie? Do I think there are lies that are acceptable in everyday life, that are okay in everyday life? Yeah, I totally do. And it's that previous example that I gave. If you're messaging someone at, let's say, like, 11:30 p.m., and, you know, it's almost bedtime, you're probably going to sleep at midnight or so. You can lie and just, it's a little bit of a stretch, but you say, okay, well, I'm going to go to bed now, so I'll talk to you tomorrow or something. That's technically a lie. You don't, but if you were to say everything truthfully, it's going to be pretty bad. For example, if someone's going to have like a small get together and, you know, they're asking you like, hey, do you think you want to join my thing? I'm having a get together tomorrow night. Like some friends and I are going to go drinking. And then, do you want to go is the question. And if you don't want to go, you got a couple ways of saying it. You know, you could say, oh, sorry, like I'm kind of busy. Or you could say, no, I'm not interested in going to your get together. And I think the Japanese option here, so in Japanese culture, it's a lot about when you reject people, or at least based on, you know, my experience living here and stuff and speaking Japanese to Japanese friends, you try not to directly say no if there's another way to say it. And then the other person is just supposed to kind of read like the atmosphere, read between the lines, kuki o yomu, and then they're supposed to just kind of assume that, okay, so this person isn't going to go or is not interested. But a lot of the times you say you can't go when in actuality, like, for example, tomorrow the friends are getting together. I'm staying home and I'm watching Netflix. I'm not actually busy. I just don't want to go. So I'm like, ikitara iku. If I can go, I'll go. Yeah, but that's a lie right there. So I do think that these kinds of lies, especially for rejection, are actually really nice. And yeah, it's a lie. But, you know, like humans are kind of emotional creatures. Humans care about feelings. So we try to put these feelings first and we put more lies. So before I said I would explain another phrase, which is jokes on you. Again, that was in the context of on April Fool's, if you play a prank on someone, what do you say after? There's a lot of just kidding, which is, oh, it's just a joke. That's what it means. You could also say April Fools, which is the same thing as, oh, that was an April Fool's prank. It was a joke. It wasn't serious. Kind of like that. And hopefully, you know, they fooled you. Hopefully, let's say I told someone, hey, did you know in Italy they have spaghetti that grows on trees? And the person said, really? And then, I got them. You know, they said, really? In a way that sounded like they believed me. So I would say, April Fools. And then, you got tricked. And then another one is jokes on you. But jokes on you, actually, jokes on you is used more for when you tell a joke. And then it actually doesn't work and it backfires. It's not really a joke, but more like a prank. So, for example, let's say in the classroom, you're gonna write the term loser. Okay, loser is make inu. It's like a, you know, the opposite of a winner. It's kind of like a way to insult somebody, but it's not that mean. So that's why I use it in this example, because it's not too mean. But let's say I write loser on a piece of paper, and I'm gonna put it on Seki-kun's desk. I have a dude next to me named Seki, and then I put it in his desk, and then I'm waiting for lunch so that when he finally looks in his desk for, I don't know, his like lunch or chopsticks or something, he's going to pull out this paper and it's going to say loser. And I'm going to go, you know, that's my prank that I'm planning. But then let's say that in this situation, in this thing that I just mentioned, let's say that I accidentally put that loser note in my own desk. Then come lunchtime, I thought I put it in Seki-kun's desk, and he pulls out his like lunch or chopsticks. I'm like, what the heck? He's got lunch? And I pull out my lunch, and I'm like, oh, crap, it's my own note that I wrote. The joke is on me. It backfired. So I wanted to play a joke on the other guy. I wanted to play a joke on Seki-kun, but instead, it backfired. So the joke's on me. So if it were me, and I'm telling the story, I would say, oh, the joke was on me. And in that situation, if it's the present, then Seki-kun could say, ha, joke's on you, which means it backfired. It's kind of unrelated to the thing I'm about to tell you, but it's definitely something that I was thinking about as I was planning this April Fool's episode. So I'm thinking about April Fool's, and what I'm doing is, I don't know if you have an image of me preparing this podcast, but maybe you think that I'm like writing notes or taking notes on my computer or something. But actually, I was playing games. I was playing recently in the past like 2-3 weeks. I've been playing a lot of games. This is not an April Fool's. I'm not going to say April Fool's. I'm not going to say just kidding. This is true. Because I kind of got back into botting in games. So botting is when you use a robot to play the game for you. So there's this game that I play, and it's called it's an app called We Are Warriors. And I downloaded it because I thought it was kind of cute. I think I saw the ad on like Instagram or something, and I was like, oh, this is kind of a cute looking game. Let me go ahead and try it. And I was just going to play it for maybe 10, 15 minutes, and then I was going to quit. But this game is basically a game where you collect food, and then you use the food to buy little guys, little units to come fight for you, and you want to kill the enemy. It's a really simple game. It's a really cute game, I think. But it's definitely not a game that's like amazing. I don't know why, but I have a weakness for stupid, repetitive games because I love cheating. Okay, that's my thing. I went to college for chemical engineering, and then because I love cheating in games, I changed my major to computer science, basically. And so this We Are Warriors game, I was playing it, and then I've been working on this kind of robot that basically plays the game for me. So, you know, I keep making food, and as soon as I get food, I always buy the same character, and I send the character in, and the character goes fight, and then I collect the food, and then I die, and then I play again. And the robot does all the play again, battle, play again, and then uses the spells, any kind of magic spells that I have, and they have spells like a freeze the enemy, or spells like a shoot a meteor at the enemy to try to help your team win a little bit more. And then sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, but you can always play again to make more money. And so, you know, before I sleep, I always run the robot for maybe 8 hours or something like that. And then, you know, I always have this feeling of when I'm playing these kinds of repetitive games, I have a robot that plays the game for me. So I'm thinking, oh, well, you know, I'm doing so well here. Like, I don't have to put in the work to play this game. The robot will play for me. And then the next day, I get to, you know, get all the resources. I see, oh, wow, look how much money I have. And then I use it, and then it's like I can accelerate to the next level. If I were just normally playing it, I wouldn't be able to get far. But then I thought, wait, joke's on me, because I downloaded this game expecting to play for 10, 15 minutes, but I actually ended up playing it for a long time. Like, I'm always taking screenshots of the new characters so that the robot can know what to click. And then I'm also doing calculations for like, oh, let me get an estimated amount of time for how long it'll take to reach this next level, so that when I get back from this thing or whatever for 2 hours or so, then the robot will have progressed to the point where I can update the robot to do something smarter. And then this is really a jokes on me situation, because I made this robot to play this game so that I don't have to spend time playing the game, but I'm actually spending plenty of time on this game. And I also bought, like, I spent an in-app purchase. Well, number one, from the beginning, I thought the game was really cute and I wanted to support them. So I basically spent like a 1,500 yen, which is, I don't know, maybe like $10 or something, to buy some kind of a time acceleration thing so that at all times the game runs faster for me. And then I thought, yeah, you know, joke's on me. I'm basically playing this game like a normal person in terms of the amount of time that I'm spending. You know, a normal person who doesn't have a robot would be playing the game for, I don't know, let's say an hour. And then there's me. I'm playing the game manually for, I don't know, 5 minutes, but then I'm doing some robot stuff for this game. It's all for this game, okay? I'm not learning anything new here. I haven't learned anything new about programming. It's just playing this game. And you know what? Like, okay, so this isn't even related to English or education. It's just like my own Nayami, my own complaint. But they have this event where you basically enter a division. A division is like a group, a competition kind of. They have a competition that you enter, and then you have maybe 50 other people that you compete with. And the competition lasts 3 days. Okay, it's not 1 day. Okay, so it's more than 24 hours. And then it depends on how far you get. If you can get really, really, really far, then you go up the rankings. Okay, depending on how far you get, you go up the rankings. And then for me, I'm using this robot to play it. So, you know, 30, over 30 hour sessions before my computer like does some sort of like 5 minute break or anything like that. So this robot is just going ham. Like, going ham stands for going hard as a motherfucker. But basically my character is working very hard. And even when I'm sleeping, I'm playing the game. And then in that race, what place do you think I got? Okay, I'm cheating. I'm using a robot. The robot keeps clicking stuff a lot, and it uses every single thing it possibly can. And then when I die, it plays it again and again and again. Okay, and in that race, I could not. There's a prize for getting first place. I wasn't first place. And there's another prize for being in the top three. I wasn't in the top three. I wasn't in the top five. I was in 9th or 10th place. And I was just thinking, what the heck? Like, I'm cheating and using a robot, and these other people are doing better than me. And they all have their nicknames, you know? So my nickname in there is Kuri-chan. And then there's some Korean people, and then there's some like player 15A5, whatever. These are auto-generated names. And then so those people are playing way better than me with a robot. And then I'm thinking, you know what? Truly joke's on me. Okay, joke's on me, because I used the robot to try to cheat my way to a high place. But maybe I'm doing something wrong. The robot's not smart. So actually, joke's on me. Even though I cheated, I ended up getting a place worse than I thought. So, you know, joke's on you is for when something kind of backfires. And yeah, that was pretty sad. But then comes another, actually, maybe this is a good point to play my new little jingle here. So I'm going to insert a jingle here, and then I'll use this every time that, let's say I'm like recording and I run out of steam, and then I can use this jingle and it'll refresh me.
You're listening to Chestnut English Podcast.
Okay, well, hopefully you enjoyed that jingle. I'm going to start using it every now and then just to throw it in and give these sort of breaks or something. Anyways, let me tell you just one last little example of like an April Fool's kind of prank thing. And this is something I always really wanted to do ever since maybe high school or so, but I never got around to doing it. And we'll see if I'm going to do it in Japan. And this thing is called koning. So coning, you know, like ice cream cone, C-O-N-E, a coning is the verb version of that, like the verb, a doshi. You don't actually use it in normal English. It's just this particular slang word that if you ask most native people, they might not even know what coning means. But coning is when you go to McDonald's or any fast food place that serves soft serve ice cream and you order a soft serve ice cream. So I go to McDonald's and say, hi, can I please have a soft serve ice cream? Maybe they say, you know, 99 cents. And I say, here you go. I'll pay by cash or something, whatever. That's fine. And then when they give me the soft serve ice cream, how do you give someone a soft serve ice cream? You hold it in your hand and you give it to them, right? And then maybe you kind of hold it off to the side so that the other person can grab the middle. But what you do in coning is you just take your fingers, and then to receive the cone, you just stick it and you put it right into the ice cream. You dig it into the ice cream like you're trying to, I don't know, find a hole or something like that. You shove it in there, and then you take the cone and you put the whole cone in your mouth while the clerk is watching you. And the goal of this is to make the tenyin-san, the person working at the restaurant, be really surprised at what you're doing. And I remember asking a couple different people, have you ever like come across coning people? And then they're like, oh my God, yeah, it's so annoying. It's annoying for the staff because, you know, maybe it's a mess. But if it's the first time they've seen it, I'm sure they're going to have a good time. So I am going to go coning in Japan and we'll see how it works. So again, for the people that maybe didn't understand it the first time around, coning is someone's going to give you an ice cream cone. And when they hand it to you, I'm doing a hand motion, which you can't see over this audio podcast, but when they hand you the ice cream, you don't grab the ice cream by the cone. You grab the ice cream by the top, by the soft serve. You touch it directly with your hands. And then you take the whole thing, which will probably stick together because the soft serve is, you know, it's a little bit solid. You take the cone part and you shove it into your mouth as if it's like a ice cream cone, but upside down. And then you have to do it with a straight face. You can't laugh. And you need to make eye contact with the person who's giving you the cone. So, you know, this is something that I always thought I would do in high school or like maybe in college, which I never did. So, you know, now that I had my midlife crisis and I moved to Japan, I think it's time to go coning. So thank you for listening, guys, and wish me luck in my coning project. Happy April Fools.